Nicki Minaj and Safari is fighting. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna is expecting a baby. Azealia Banks back at it again with those tweets. And we got Boom 1000 back with the visuals. You're now watching The Beat.
You are now tuned in to Blac Hollywood Live. The Beat.
Hey, what up? Boom.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Beat TV on Blac Hollywood Live. I'm your host today, Queen. Jesse couldn't be here. He had to do this amazing job today, which I'm so excited for him for. But, of course, you know it. I got to hold it down for my boy and my fam. But we in here. We got Mr. Carter, of course, Mr. Loyal Man. Mr. Carter's in the building.
I'm holding you down.
They're always holding me down. And then we got today's special guest, Boom 1000.
It's good.
Yo,
in the building.
We are in the building, and we about to get going now. Have you been paying attention to what's been going on online? It's like everybody's fighting and wailing. I don't know if the world, if Earth and Mercury and all kinds of crazy stuff is all over the place.
It's the season.
It's the season for fighting.
Season.
Everybody is bugging out.
Who's going at it?
Oh, well, before we get to who's fighting, let's throw some nice things in there.
All right.
Okay, so it's this thing called change.org. I don't know if you're familiar with what's going on with change.org. Let me bring it up. It's something that'll be great for you.
It's
for people who give their music away for free. You know how you do mixtapes and stuff. You give your music away for free.
Right.
It gives the opportunity for people who gives their music away for free to also be eligible for a Grammy nomination.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, because there's so many people who think that it's important for people to hear their talent and hear their music as opposed to always having to charge people for it. Everybody can't afford their thing. I think his name is Chicago the Kid or something like that.
BJ the Chicago Kid.
He's one of them. He just performed on Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that, and he hasn't put an album out that needs to be bought, really.
Gotcha.
So they're like, he's an example. People like that should still be eligible for a Grammy.
Right.
They shouldn't be penalized if they're giving the music away for free. Right. What do you think?
Nah, that's a dope concept. Totally agree. Just because, I mean, the way it's going with most streaming service is technically free. People paying $9-$10 a month to get, you know, full access to all albums and music and singles and stuff like that. I mean, I would definitely, that's a fair, you know what I'm saying, a fair approach at it.
Yeah, and they actually have a petition that they have people signing to allow free music to be eligible for Grammy nominations.
Right.
And I think the way where music is going these days, I think that's something that's only fair.
No,
because
that's totally
fair. A lot of these artists who are giving their music away for free, they're getting more hits than ever.
Right.
They're
right.
getting an amazing amount of views, amazing amount of support, and I feel that they should be held. They should at least be recognized for that.
Yeah, yeah. Makes the playing field a little bit more fair. Because you might not, as an indie artist, you may not have that budget to put, those two albums out a year, whatever it is. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So if you can, guys, follow the petition. I saw it on petitioning NARAS. Allow free music to be eligible on change.org. So you go to change.org and sign the positions. They have, so far what I saw last night, 25,629 people who have already signed the petition. I'm going to definitely sign a petition because I think it's only right, and especially for the people who choose to give their music away for free.
Right.
I think it's important.
Very
now,
fair.
Did you hear about Pharrell?
I have not.
Okay, so of course we know the vampire who never ages. I love him so much. He's such a good soul, though. He's the culture director of Complex Con. So what that is you know how they always do, like people go to Vegas and stuff, and they're always doing like, what are they called, Mr. Carter? What are they called?
Vegas.
No. They're called like when people exhibitions and festivals and stuff like that. So what they created Complex Con is a unprecedented I don't know if I said that right. Festival and exhibition conceived to bring together pop culture, art, food, style, sports, music, and more. Gotcha. It's basically a website, magazine, video operation rolled up into a two-day festival.
Okay.
It will be held in Long Beach. And they got Pharrell to hop on board as the cultural director and host and for the committee chair. I think that's a good idea. It's going to be on November 5th and 6th on 2016 at the Long Beach Convention Center. So it's complex. It's like a festival and stuff like that.
So kind of like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But
for music.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
I think that's a good idea.
That's dope.
And I like the fact that Pharrell, you know, we never hear anything bad about him. He's always trying to do positive things.
Move
the culture forward.
Yeah,
that's a good one, Boom.
Pharrell's the guy.
Pharrell's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He needs to give us some of his blood and tell us how he's not aging.
24 forever.
24 forever.
Yeah.
So now, you know, these are the things that's going to take a little time. I need to get into what the hell has been going on with Azealia Banks.
Man, she's back at it.
Back at it. Yo, this is the most disrespectful. Little disrespectful girl. I just can't get with it. Don't get it. I don't understand. She's, mind you, she, you know, everybody already know that she's big on in the UK.
Right.
But you're trying to get recognized in America. This is not the way to do it. They already removed her from the music festival that she was supposed to be the headline for. It's called from the Born and Bred Festival, and they removed her, and I don't blame her.
Here in the States.
Okay. Azealia Banks have been fighting with Zayn. Listen. Zayn, obviously, you guys, I don't know, I'm not sure if you know, he sing the guy, a little bit for the pleasure,
that
song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That's I don't know the words, but
yeah.
He sing that song. He was part of One Direction. He left or whatever.
Right.
The girls start calling him niggas and saying, went off racist homophobia rants. And she's like, laugh out loud, little white kids always on the internet calling somebody a nigga as if the word still has any weight. No, that's after she did her thing. Token saying nigga pout, I was the least celebrated in the white boy group because I'm brown. That's what Zayn said. So then she goes, trying to make myself known, but I'm still known as the token saying nigga from 1D. So that was her response to him, his picture. She's like, I eat sand for breakfast and suck dick for dinner. Laugh out loud.
Wow.
Zayn's faggot ass gave my cell number to his fans. Zayn is a faggot. Like, she just went ham. Carter, you are always online. So what did you see? You online now? What did you see?
Reading the conversation, Zayn's like, I make better music than you. Simmer down with that fake white boy rebellion and that wannabe Bieber swag. Then Zayn goes on to say, she's a bitch, you know, laugh out loud, you a bitch nigga for even responding like that. Keep sucking this young Rapunzel dick, you hairy.
Wow.
That's Azealia.
Wow.
Yeah, like they're really, really going in.
They was going at it last night. And I'm like,
but you know who else is feuding?
No, I'm going to discuss that. Okay. Let me flow.
So Zayn Hispanic?
Yeah.
Zayn is not Hispanic. I think Zayn is like Egyptian or something that, if I'm not mistaken.
He said I'm brown.
Yeah, he said I'm brown.
Okay.
Yeah. So how do you feel about like people like Azealia Banks, who's always throwing jabs and being rude and disrespectful?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, you know, the Kanye syndrome in a sense, but I think Kanye just plays better around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She needs to, you know,
sell some albums.
Nah, she needs to get some help on that PR team.
Yeah.
Look at those tweets before they go out.
Right. But she doesn't. She just rants on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, not only is she ranting, but she's being very disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
She's being very rude, homophobic. And I'm kind of glad. Like, racism plays both ways. You understand what I'm saying? People are always trying to say white people this, white people that. But this bitch is doing the same thing as racist people. And do understand, racism is within each race. This bitch is racist. She's showing racist mentality.
Right.
And I'm glad that they removed her off that show. Because they were like, we support everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to put her on a stage and she's calling people names and homophobia and all types of crazy stuff. They're not going to do that. Not in these days when shit is too freaking touchy.
Yeah, damaging the brand.
Damaging the brand. Yeah, that's not Have you ever read any of her crazy rants?
Yeah, I know she went off on Sarah Palin saying that Sarah Palin needed to get a whole train ran on her by a whole bunch of black dudes. She's going in, man.
She's great. She has no filter. And Azealia Banks, for your career, I really think you need to find another way to grab the attention of the people in America, because that ain't it.
Yeah.
You are definitely spewing hate, and people, you're going to ruin your brand as opposed to, being recognized for being great. So, she needs to calm down.
She'll get it together.
You know who else is fighting, though? But before the fight, let's discuss.
Okay. I already know where we're going.
Black China and motherfucking Rob Kardashian. Let me tell you something. This bitch, Angela White Kardashian, is a clever, clever girl. Let me tell you why I say this girl is clever. See, when that whole situation went down with her and Tyga, and Kylie took Tyga, you didn't hear her wailing out. You didn't hear her cussing him out. You ain't hear her disrespecting him. You didn't see her out in the open doing anything crazy.
Right, right.
This bitch with Amber Rose.
Right.
Went and plotted the best revenge. She just checkmate that whole clan.
The whole fam.
The whole fam.
Yeah, straight up.
When I heard that they were together, I said, this bitch is smart. He's the only namesake left.
Right.
For the Kardashians. He's the only boy.
Yeah, it's true.
So I said, if she gonna get with Rob, she is definitely gonna have his kid. And it's gonna be a boy. Which in turn will continue the namesake of the Kardashian. Right. But she is going to change the lineage of the Kardashian name. Kardashians are Armenian. They will no longer be Armenian once she pops out Rob's kid.
Right.
That'll be an Armenian and black baby.
Yeah.
And then if the son marry a black woman, that Kardashian name is going to start turning what?
Oh,
even
man.
More brown.
Smart.
That's a smart girl.
Smart.
And she's going to be a Kardashian. Kylie will never be a Kardashian. None of those girls will ever have a Kardashian.
That's true.
So she will be the sole survivor of that Kardashian name. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Yeah, That's strategy right there.
That's strategy. And they forgot this girl hustles for a living. She was a stripper. She know how to seduce men. Right. This is what she does.
Right.
And not only is she clever, peep it. Nobody's paying attention. Amber Rose and her are best friends.
Right.
Kanye West.
Uh-oh.
Think about that.
Right.
Amber Rose, Kanye West. They used to go together.
Right.
You know if she has this kid, Amber Rose is going to be that baby's godmother.
Oh, man.
What is the wedding and that baby shower going to look like?
That's going to be the worst revenge there.
See, I need a girl here with me.
That's going to be the worst revenge.
That will be the worst. I need a girl here with me because, see, girls, we like juice like this. So we be digging. You know, we like to dig.
See, I'll be plotting like that,
No, we're going to start plotting like that. We're not going to get mad no more. We're going to be like, okay. I'm a. Go ahead and do your thing.
Right.
But I got something for you.
Right.
China, yo.
Oh man.
China, Angela White, Kardashian to be. You are a clever girl, and I give you a thumbs up for this one. I ain't never seen no shit like this.
She running the whole island.
She just intertwined that whole family with her son.
She did.
She's
smart.
Smart girl.
Very smart woman.
And one more thing, what's going on with fighting? That's why I'm thinking like something is off in the world.
Right.
And then we're going to go over to the video features of the week. But Nicki Minaj and Safaree. Mr. Carter, can you bring some of that up for me?
You're at it again?
No, this is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to read some of the tweets from Nicki. Because what's going on is Meek's birthday was the other day.
Okay, yes.
Nicki bought Meek a crazy... blinged out watch.
So they Rolex or something.
But bling. So they both saw them taking pictures together, and they blinged out together, right? Let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
So your boy Cisco, his birthday's the 5th, but she celebrated it publicly on the 6th.
Okay.
Your boy Safaree serves Nicki with papers on the 9th. talking about she owe money. Let me tell you, let me read some of the stuff that Nikki was saying about Safari. She said, I caught him stealing and never prosecuted him. Now I'm doing it. Enough. Like, I can't even celebrate my man's birthday without this miserable son of a bitch trying to extort me. Somebody wrote under it, he is a simple-minded man who really needs to work. He is too lazy to even do that. Just imagine if Nikki would have married him. So then Nikki said, calling my mother crying. I said, I'll help. But as soon as Meek asks him to stop emailing me, it is a problem. Leave us alone, please. She said, you really want me showing these emails? I know you need a storyline to be on reality TV. God's punishing you. You about to get more, right? She said, my man asked him to stop emailing me. I also asked him several times. This man can't move on. It's really sad. I have the emails to prove it. You can't even celebrate your happiness anymore without being victimized. Miserable people refuse to move on with their lives. She said, look at what men, quote unquote, have become so that they don't have to work. Fathers, please stay in your son's lives. 2 years later, this poor excuse of a man is suing me and claiming to have been physically and emotionally abused. He sound like a bitch. And emotionally abused. Laugh out loud. He is so miserable. Tweeted on the 5th that the 6th was my baby's birthday. Celebrated on the 6th for his birthday publicly. Served with a lawsuit on the 9th. Now, he's claiming being physically abused, and right. Can you bring up some of Safari stuff for me, Mr. Carter? Can you find some of Safari response for me? He's talking about physically and emotionally abused. Nigga, you mad because you can't get none of that paper, and you seeing that she's spending that money on Meek. Now, what do you think about that? You think he being a bitch?
He was in love with her.
They was together for years, but he was using her. He used to get on stage and do all his stupid dances and stuff.
Yeah. But according to him, he wrote a good portion of that music.
Okay.
So I guess that's what he's, trying to chase
down. But they were in a relationship. She obviously compensated him more than enough of that.
Yeah, I was think about say that. So. Come on.
Yeah. Like, he was living for free. She giving him some pussy. Sorry, but it's the truth. Pussy ain't free when you're working like that.
Right.
She kept him in the dopest shit.
Right.
Rolls Royces, everything. She kept him blinged out.
Right,
so
right.
What do you want?
I honestly think he wants her back.
Of course he must. His lifestyle has changed and went down tremendously. No more trips, no more fun, no more jumping on top of stage. And she just did her world tour. You think he wouldn't want to be on that world tour with her?
Yeah.
His whole life, he's trying so hard to stay relevant. And he's making a fool out of himself. Physically and emotionally abused. Nikki putting hands on him. Yo, you from Brooklyn and you Jamaican from Brooklyn. You're not gonna let a girl from Queens just hit all over you. I don't believe that. I think he's mad. I think his feelings are hurt because Nikki is really in love with Meek.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think he's mad because she has moved on happily and at all of the gifts and stuff that she used to get for Safari.
It's going to Meek.
And not only that, the crazy thing is Meek can reciprocate it back because he's wealthy as well.
Right, right.
So she buy a watch, he could buy her a watch.
Yeah.
Safari can't do none of that shit. Safari was spending her money on him.
Right.
Anyway, what did you find? You found anything from Safari?
The only response from Safari I found was that he said Nikki is suffering brain deteriorating effects from those parakeets she's always rapping about.
Parakeets or Percocets? Spell it.
Percocet. I'm like parakeets.
Are you on a Percocet? Nikki's
on Percocet?
She's always rapping about Percocet. But so what? It's a fucking Percocet. It's a pill. You do what you got to do. She ain't on no drugs.
She ain't doing no hard drugs.
So, I just had to spill those beans a little bit.
That's rough, though. For him, because the relationship is public, so it's not like he ain't got no choice but to watch.
I went on his Facebook page. I mean, on his Instagram, and he was somewhere, and it was a crowd, and they kept saying, "Why are you fighting with Nicki Minaj? Why are you fighting with Nicki Minaj?" What? So he put his phone on. He was like, "Look at these people bothering me. Look at these people bothering me." They like, "Why are you fighting with Nicki Minaj? What? Why are you fighting with Nicki Minaj?" This is what they're telling Safari. Yeah. So he needs to, I think Safari just needs to move on. You're never gonna be back with Nicki. It's a wrap. Meek got her. Yeah. And I think Meek make her feel normal. Because see them together, they just look normal. He's from Philly, she from Queens.
Right.
And they just, it's like normal, like regular.
Same cloth.
Yeah. Word. They both got money. They both from the hood. Because I'm from down the block from her. So they both from the hood. They both from the hood. And they both made it. So they could just be normal around each other. So I wish them luck. Her and Meek, I wish that they stay together. So let's talk about some of these videos that's coming on. BJ's the Chicago kid who we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
He has a video out called Woman's World. I need to get a little more deeper into him because it seems like people really,
Super talented,
Yeah, people really, really like this guy.
He's a good writer. He's wrote a lot. Ghost wrote a lot of stuff.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out BJ to the Chicago Kid's Woman's World.
This is a woman's world. Far more valuable than a house made of gold. Rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet, always proud to be strength when I'm weak, baby. Truth is, God knew what he was doing.
All right. Well, that wasn't BJ, was it?
Yeah, that was
him.
Yeah, that was
singing?
Him. Yeah.
I thought he was a rapper.
Nah, that was him. He's a singer.
Oh, snap. Well, BJ the Chicago Kid, Woman's World. I was feeling that.
Yeah, that
was right on time for like Mother's Day type of feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That gave me a nice little feeling, so that was cool. We also got this new person named Steflon Don. His video is called Hot Prop. Let's see what he's talking about. And he directed the video, obviously. So let's see what he got going on. Steflon Don.
They weak like the seven, they question them hot, let me press them. Fangs dripping venom, my flows be like cars, they won't rent them. No budget, I don't make exceptions. Don't ask me no questions, don't mention my name in your sentence. There's levels I don't see progression. Let's take a digression about to any this second if it takes longer than my extension. No objection, your honor will guilty by impression. You all became serious felons. Slags get jealous when Steffi pull up to their presence. First call this, they witness in Peckham. Peckham. Clapton, they moving like there's a recession while I'm in the morn like a treacherous weapon. Slap him. And every game that came with him.
She's dope.
Yeah.
Yo, Steflon Don.
We ain't got no civilians. Your opinion doesn't hinder my right of dominion. Legendary when retired, who gon' bet a million? Looks deceived, I was thinking I'm Brazilian. Christmas Eve rappers really want to take position. A billion, a billion, a billion. Change my mindset, now I'm ahead of the game. Master the law of attraction. With no distraction, bank gon' be the head of the frame.
Okay, that's Steflon Don with Hot Prop. Okay, so she's obviously British because she's in London.
Yeah, got flag behind her.
She got skills.
Yeah, she's dope.
Ooh, we need her.
I like that. She's
we
dope.
Need
yeah.
her. Steflon's on, and she did a good job with the visuals.
Yeah,
great, great
it.
Job with the visuals. Showing a lot of woman power, you know what I mean?
She got them lyrics too.
She got bars.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dope. And we also got someone by the name of Bia, and the song is called Whip It.
Whip It, Whip It.
I'm vintage piece from 95 to 93. I'm just done the gallery if other bitches major league.
Wow.
I'm zooming off a Zan and Wee cause Frankie baby got the lean.
You know it.
We blowing money quicker than it, growing on a paper tree. Feeling like Reed with the Rock Boys, just want a chip off the shop, boy. Young Rich, Riley with the pop, boy. Used to have a buzz, but you now got a lot, boy. Used to take the bus, now it's how you drop the top, boy.
Whip it, whip it.
Pulled up the valet, what's happening? What's I brought happening? That lemon and trap again. I feel like AI, like, what the fuck I'm doing practicing? Lit in this bitch like I'm medicine. Light skinned bitch on my medicine. This ain't no comparison. Other than the fact we feminine. Flow sounding venomous. Whipping the track with some elegance. They just want beef for the relevance. Chopper go off like it's elephants. I cannot fuck with you hoes. I am celibate, bitch.
Oh, shit. What you know about that shit? You don't know about that shit. Little nigga whip
pretty. Pia.
You ain't got no pink slip. Little mama, what you been in? She ain't never got that tip. She don't know about that strip. Real bitch, stay winning. It's only real in my clique. It's only real in my whip. Whip it, whip it. It's only real in my clique. It's only real in my whip.
Okay, that's Bia with Whip It.
That was impressive.
Man, yeah. With these two girls back to back,
that's a lot of woman power right there.
That's a lot of woman power. Yeah. And both of them got mad
lyrics.
Skills.
They got bars, yeah.
Lyrical bars.
Yeah.
Have we seen the new generation of rap? And they are spitting rap.
Yeah.
Spitting.
Yeah,
there's
spitting,
a difference. Yeah. They're not out there like, hey, baby, saying shit you can't understand.
Right.
So what do you? How do you feel about having strong women like that show their...
That's dope. Confidence. The fact that they
and
got lyrics.
And they're attractive.
Yeah, and they're attractive. And they got bars.
They got bars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's needed.
Yeah.
We
need that playing field to be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now is on to the friend of the show.
Hey.
Boom 1000.
What up?
Hey. What you been up to, Boom?
I've been running around, man. Just dropped a new album. 8793.
Well, let me get. I saw that you came here with some hard copies. Let's get this up here. Let's see what we got going on. This is Boy right here, of course, walking in the camera. 8793.
Mm-hmm. We just dropped that. We just got off the road with it with Kevin Gates and Rich Homie Quan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, man, we're just out here getting it to the people.
You know, I love when you come around because you always come with some fire. And today you came to us
visual.
With some visual. He
Brand
came with some
visual.
New visuals.
Yeah.
I love your videos. You always
Appreciate
do a good, you always do a good job. I'm excited
it's always
to see.
A movie.
It's always a movie.
It's always a movie, yeah.
But how was it doing the tour with those guys? Because I know Kevin Gates
dope.
Is crazy with his crazy
Nah, it was dope. We did... Laredo with Kevin, which is it's an arena, so it was super dope. They love us out there too.
Really?
So, yeah, it's right on the border. And I wore my fuck Trump shirt on stage, so they went crazy. Yeah, it went nuts. So that was dope. And then we did Rich Homie. Tiger was supposed to be on the tour as well, but he ended up like
missing
pretty much
days.
All the dates. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
His heartbroken, I guess, huh? But before we continue to go on, let's check out Boom 1000, Everything I Do. Let's take a look at this.
Dope. That's dope shit, everything that I do. That's cool shit, everything that I do. Put my heart in everything that I do. Them skywalkers, every member of my crew. That's dope shit, everything that I do. That's cool shit, everything that I do. Put my heart in it, everything that I do. Them skywalkers, every member of my crew. Say, uh-oh, they say it on that new shit. Oh no, Stacey Dash, that leaves me clueless.
Same shit they did last year, I'm king dope and it's cool shit. When it hands up, it goes down, cause I'm king dog of this music. You haul, I move them, caught the wave like boo. Like Hillary running, she do it for Bill. Relanding on the moon like I did it for Neil. My swerve on a hater in a coupe, the bill. With CeeLo on the wheel like boom, kabam. 40-ounce king with a king out of bounds. Run up on who, that's the shit you ain't about. That's poop talk, nigga, better clean out your mouth. You ain't never met a nigga, better clean out your house. Boom 1000, about to go on the lock. Got a gumbo flow that I put in the pot. So I might go ham with my foot on the gas. And feed motherfuckers that's been in the box. Slow spaceship, can I pee out the side? Oh my God, he just peed out the side.
What brings the Skywalkers to my place of business? You guys must be crazy.
See, Ace, you got something that belongs to me. I mean, no disrespect, I need it back.
Yeah, you're definitely crazy. You must have forgot something. I own whatever I decide to own. Now that I own your masterpiece, I decided I'm going to own everything you do in the future, too.
Boom, you didn't tell me this, man, bro, like this.
I told you, bro.
Like, no, you didn't. Ace, I'm pressed on time.
There's always somebody who's scared.
Three, two, one. Give me that back, homie.
Oh, snap.
appreciate y'all.
That's dope shit, everything that I do. That's cool shit, everything that I do. Put my heart in everything that I do. Them skywalkers, every member of my crew. That's dope shit, everything that I do. That's cool shit, everything that I do. Put my heart in it, everything that I do. Them skywalkers, every member of my crew.
See, I came in, I came out, but I didn't get what I came for. So I'm back in there like a state fork, like hold up, turn up. Dumb shit y'all wanna hear. I'ma give you shots like Dr. Do. I'ma give you hits like Dr. Dre. I'ma blow up quick with a single deal. When I come back real, you'd wanna hear. Now I'm like, goddamn, that's a bad decision. But the truth is, I'm all of that. I can be dumb as fuck or smart as hell. I told B.O.R. to keep his mouth shut till this record deal is finalized. I told C-Lo to stop shooting me when I'm talking shit to these dirty hoes. But the team real like the Lakers. Bad season won't hold us. It's a pie chart to get your mind right. See, 80% of rappers out won't lie to you just to fake you out. And 100% of these labels now, they don't cut checks. They don't do shit. Once you hot, they come around like you doofus. They're not real. They fake as fuck like Empire and Lucius. Talking pompadours, crab niggas, scam artists and boosters.
That's dope shit. Everything
hey,
that I do.
Yes. That's Boom cool 1000. Everything that I do, I love it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Great job. Great
thank you,
visuals.
Thank you, thank you.
You done moved up in the world. You know what I mean?
A little bit. There's got to be progression.
And the guy standing with him is right here.
Yeah.
He said, yo, you ain't tell me that dude right. Running up. What you say? You ain't tell me that he get down like this. That was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, man. That was fun shooting that.
Yeah. So what made you choose Everything That I Do? What made you come up with the concept and stuff like that?
Yeah, the concept for the film, we actually shot it out here. But the concept of it, we just wanted it to be, you know, just straight film based. And the whole concept is, at the end of the video, is they have my master's is what they took. So that's what like went to go get, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the whole concept, you know, just kind of speaking on the industry, on like facts and stuff like that, you know, just to, you know, keep shit factual and motivate people.
Yeah. I love it. So so what's next for you? Like, now that you have Everything That I Do, like, what is your goal? Like, what do you, because right now you've done some touring and stuff like that. What is your major goal? Like, what are we trying to accomplish here? What do we need?
What's the mission?
Because you know, you always on a mission. Yeah. What's the mission?
Yeah, honestly, man, it's just to get this album out to as many people as possible. You know, we spent almost the whole year recording it. So, you know,
okay.
I just want to give it the attention it deserves and, you know, get out there and get it to the people. So we're going to, you know, put some more tours together and stuff like that and just get it out.
And I see that you have 12 songs on the thing. Where can we buy this?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on Tidal. It's all the digital outlets, Spotify, all that stuff.
And tell me, because you know I do this every time you come,
with
your album.
Yeah.
Let me see. Show Love 93. Now, what is 93
so,
intro? What inspired you to do that?
Well, the correlation is 87-93, so it's a split concept. So 87 being the top side, the high energy side of the album. 93 just being the deeper, more intellectual side of the album. So that's why I like on the cover is the split face. But 93 is just gonna be, you know, the more personal side of me. 87, you know, I'm turning up for people.
So what is some of the, so out of 93, the melodic side, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite song that you've written that most mean the most that
It would probably be two, honestly. It'd be Mirrored Walls, which is a super personal song. It was a conversation that I couldn't have with a family member that I put into a song, and then, you know, I let them listen to it after the fact.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's Mirrored Walls. That's probably the deepest song on the whole album. And then you got Digital Print, which was about, you know, a relationship.
You're in.
Yeah, exactly.
And for your turn up.
Oh, for my turn up, man, you got Dope. You got Everything That I Do. That 93 intro goes hard, too.
That 93 intro goes hard?
Yeah, it goes hard, too.
So 93 is the one that I'm gonna listen to the whole thing, but I'm probably going to get a little... I'm probably going to have to put one in the air to hear 93.
Yeah, 93. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm going to have to 420 myself to death when I'm listening to 93 or whatever. But
and we got Lil Kiki on there, too, man. He's one of the original members of Screwed Up Click from Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so which is... That's a pretty big deal for him.
Any shows coming up lately?
Yeah, we got a tour we can't announce just yet.
Okay.
It's not announced yet, but it's actually going to be bigger than the tour we was just on now.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so.
Just make sure you don't forget us, son.
Nah, never that. Never that.
We need tickets.
I got you. Hey, any LA shows, I got you. Anywhere y'all want to come to, really.
Don't you forget about the beat, because the beat love you. You feel what I'm saying?
I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
And before the tour, you have any spot dates out here in LA that you do? Nothing?
Nothing yet.
You're going to be patient waiting for the big joint.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I don't even want to play games with it. Put me on the big stage. Let me go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming today. Of course, you know it's always a pleasure to have you.
Appreciate y'all.
Because you are definitely part of the family. And
appreciate that.
You know, when you get another visual, you got to come back.
Oh, yeah. I got y'all.
Tell everybody where they can find you and where they can buy your things.
Yeah. Everything's the same. Easiest portal is boommusic.com, B-O-O-M-E music.com. Social media is the same across the board. It's at boom1000, B-O-O-M-E 1000. The album's on Apple Music, it's on iTunes, it's on Tidal, it's everywhere.
Yeah, and Mr. Carter?
As y'all know, y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
And of course, you know, you can follow me on Instagram and on Snapchat at Queen Wink. You can also follow me on Twitter at Queen Live. And I want to thank you guys so much for being a part of the BHL Black Hollywood Live family, The Beat. We love you guys so much. Thank you for watching and supporting Jesse and the team. We will be back next week together. We love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.